before the Aaron, according to Rav Moshe, before the Aaron was nothing, and there was not Tzara. And according to the Rabbah, which is the Pasalai, even if it's done, even if it would be done after the Aaron, it would still be a problem. So how are all of us still as valid? So you say it's valid as of later on, as of the moment of the Nisuin. It's a very, very modern Maisa. We rather the Kanina, we go through this photo op, it's only a photo op. It has no effect to Kabbalah's Kinyan. So by the time they get married, what is it, what we call no kolza kinyano, it can't be chal kalipan after 30 days, after 30 minutes, it's chal right now. So now, right now, it can't be chal for one of two reasons. Even according to the Rambam, because before the Nisuin. According to the Rambam, it's before it's valid. So you say it's valid as of later on, as of the moment of the Nisuin. It's a very, very modern Maisa. We write in the Kanina, we go through this photo op, it's only a photo op. It has no effect to Kabbalah's Kinyan. So by the time they get married, what is it, what we call no kolza kinyano, it can't be chal kalipan after 30 days, after 30 minutes, it's chal right now. So now, right now, it can't be chal for one of two reasons. Even according to the Rambam, because before the Nisuin. According to the Rambam, it's before what? Erusin. So then this whole kalipan becomes like a joke. Not much a photo op, it's cute. There's nothing really happening. Like the White House photo op. Nothing really happening. It's a photo op. So how can that be? That's where Moshe writes. Is that possible? And he doesn't discuss it at all. The super difficult. Go on, doesn't say a word about it. Doesn't say a word. The only person who makes an indirect remark about it here is Rav Sternberg. This is quote from Moshe Rabbeinu, who discusses another promise we'll get to. You require Eidim Mitzira for a super. The Pashtun is no, it's only a Shtar Raya. So Sturman says maybe the Shtar Kinyan. Why is the Shtar Kinyan? Because the Khalifa was no good. Why is it no good? So before the Eris. We'll get to that later as we go along. He makes that reference, but otherwise doesn't talk about it. This is a major problem, about it. Major. So I would like to end this year now, midnight, 1 o'clock sharp. Everybody's back in the base message. Now I'm going to be in the base message. Tomorrow, Shir is 9-something, 9:15, 9:30. Back to go to Boston. About the beginning on February the 7th, 1:30 to 8:30. That reminded me when I was giving this to my shul, we had spoken at the end of last term about the Shabbaton, the quote unquote annual Shabbaton. Do you have a list? I forgot. The annual Shabbaton, the annual February Shabbaton that we've been having for some years.
You mean on March 14th?
No, it has to be as early as possible. So later we go back to the fourth. So what's today's date? January what?
28th.
So this Shabbat is a little bit tight to each other. Maybe next Shabbat. Next Shabbat. I mean, there's no, we know Shabbat is never going to make it. But that's a fine start. So if you pick a Shabbat, they have to tell you to make it. So we'll call that. Okay. Shabbat, no? Shabbat Shira. All right.
That's what? Next week.
Next week. That's six.
All right. First thing with time.
Well, look, I mean, I don't care if you're going to vote.
David, organize a vote.
David.
Every single one of these things is
$1. When
the Shabbaton is February 20th. I think I'm coming to you. Skeeto's ass is coming up. I'm just kidding.
I'm staying at Skeeto's though. Hope you don't mind.
Whatever it is, but the expression is used because guys, what it really means is, what it really means is what? What it really means is, by he anoch yavol of the soul, do they feed to him? That's ultimately the time that they feed to him, is doing Gami and Maki, and other Ashikas, Eru, based on the future prospect. That's why Rabbi Natan doesn't like Rabbi. Rabbi Natan, the half price of it is true and married. Talmud was often kind of coming to the non Sahadi. The ain't that, so I was going to do all that much to say, and I'll be telling you, man. Tomorrow about. He wants to give him the money for his daughter to enjoy. His daughter never gets, he's not going to give it to his former son-in-law. Rabbi Natan, that's my own good up. The Zohar about, this business is business, and they get to be in every member. Money was never seen by the daughter. I'll say to my clothing of Rosab and Azari and the compliment. I'll say, because there's a cashier, but Rosab and Azari is the Avison. And here's somebody who gave him the steward. No comparison. Because there's no. The Thomas on the Dam Elohu, he hated the other of Rosab of Umdana, Lotaka of Rosab of Thompson. And when I go to Rosab of Umdana, Lotaka of Alam and Azari say Hana Bito. In other words, it's a big fundamental excuse just to transcend the details of Avison and the steward. How much stock do you put in what he probably thought of men? Do we demand it to be written out? And we disregard what he may have thought of men? No, we give it straight weight, what we think he thought of men. That's the shame. And the Gemara later on said, the day, right? So again, a question of umdana. Again, So therefore, they pass like a bono. According to their birth, the Rabbanon, we have the Alma. Third narrow line. Hormen is Amalaf of the Maitre, the first and effort to make the Yisrael by Adiyah and Akala, moves him in the Dunya. The Pasuk was the law, Zoka, Baal, Mikor, Maitre, Zok. Based his shot, now is Amara, when the Tom Pasukin that the Baal is not Zok. The Yod Tikin, Lo Mikor, Akala, rather than Tachana, later known as Tachana, too. Shafilu Baal Muklas Yagzir in Mesa of Shona. The cause of the Tov Yom HaMiyot of HaKonah. We back that with today. God, I mean it's a prayer for you to be the son of God. I post it more from the Chatana. Who made Chatana. Yochul Lof Shiyom Al Achita. Now this is the brother right now, right? The brother wants to leave him. He'll say, very nice, but no money. Ah, you promised my brother money. Yeah, very nice. L'achicha Yisri Rosa Alitin. L'choi Yashki Alitin. Frankly, we shall be for a low storm, and it's about me, right? The Shanik should puzzle on the Nazi Mitzno. The Masma or his feet to Kona. Go there, office. And you see that what? The brother would get it. Don't you see Chloe get your Mitzno? Low cost you need to be your Mitzno. The heart of Mary Pico K.M. By Yom Ha'am to the Yadno. In other words, your daughter's alive. You promised him the money on behalf of your daughter. If your daughter dies, you're off the hook. If your daughter's alive and you have a new husband, the brother's the first, maybe he's binding. Lord, I mean, if it's not the Torah, Kohanim, it's Sam Lori Kokakem. Do with charges at the Kokakem, the Kokakem, right? The Klola. There's a Kosek, the Vito Moman Akruba, who's made of the Tov Shiva Tanei Amishta. All right, hips is Vito, the hips is Mamono. Hey man, it's a double whammy. He lost his daughter and lost his money. How can that be? The quarter of any time, he lost nothing. But then often it's torn corner after many time. So, how you have nothing? That's not the Christian Chacham, that's not what comes to us. He not me, Trabona. When Myri shot the cost, he moved the car. Once the cost put his hand on him, honey, it was in his living room. Very common case, right? He bought an apartment, the couple moved in to the apartment, and they had all the furniture, and she died a few days later. There, I've been in time with all the injuries in, the money would go to the husband. Only if he never delivered it yet. Then the daughter never saw it, this does not go to her former husband. So, Ian, so you should have been in time. Huh? That's Takana. You can't expect that the Torah first know about his Takana was out here later or more. Yeah, you can't expect that. Sarah Ian, so Yixler, when the time of the command rate of Hafila from Rav, Mukham Kler Rabbana, Nami Azi Balsa Umdana, the Chitu. Even Rabbana can call the Umdana of Chitu. So Sarah is referring to a case of... pi gukas for rabbana nami azi gosu umzen of this people. I mean, the determining moment is marriage. The point of Rashi is good. Before they do it, so rabbana say the money should be kept by the mafutin, the mafutin, the son of them. Whereas after they do it, it goes off. The point of any time, the feast is not the determining fact. We all know from something at a time. The mother of the house, the house can be daily, the dog, can be daily, the day. I will lay the name of the house, come out of the letter, and let the shim below these days. I will have the need days low. Would have been a different way to distinguish the two cases. We all, the cool of brother come on, my brother, he's a little, the Baal Yorsha, he said, the story of Abbas, the day of Baal. That's not fair. So you see that the moment is given up to the school right away, right away, the husband is also in everything. Shem, I accept to the other about, maybe it's a friendly case with the issue. Not dying, if you're in the husband's hand, that's not so good, right? Right, but it's a funny also, look how much. I'm a piece of two bosses of the base of the year. Fowler, yours, often, often the brighter, that even though it's the children in the father's house and husband, that's what I'm saying. I said, not the secret, it's not there about it. It wouldn't be that way. That's how they get, I mean, the time gets out of the problem. You know what happened over here. But the time came with a whole series of questions, a whole offensive, a real offensive drive, and then the drive was stalled, and the other people gone back. All of a sudden, now Rashi is being given a boom. As a matter of fact, you look at the post of Shonin, who was born near the co-op, which is able to appear as a country seeker. Rashi's right. And I said, almost all of you saw him agree with Rashi. The Rambam, the Rid, the Ramban, the Makamas, and Aladam, the Balamor, that's like a Renatam. But most folks in the Rashi is right. I want to put on this, no? She's a rabbana, loves off, but she's low nisus. She's not mystic for in the negative sense. You have to have this door in the corner, so you have to open everything. I see a bow, Eva. What do you mean? That's written in the Shadow Lady. This is the scene of Tom. This is the town of Tom. Tom, the loves off, but she loves off, but I'm not see a bow, Eva, the base violin. And in this particular case, they were never married fully. And I did Tune, we had no physics about Kazakhstan. In other words, what it means he's doing the keeper. That's a determining fact. The big keeper. So my wealth is rapture in the time. You and I are never going to resolve this issue. Who are we? How do we pass from our law? That's the question. Rabbi calls both days. Then the moon gimbal speed, what, $6? Gimel $6. So I'm up for both opinions in this dispute. Both opinions. He doesn't really decide fully what the halacha is. Put a little bit high and dry. A little bit. The Beis Shmuel is quite good, but most of the all like Rashi. The Rambam himself seems to say that it's a subject. Something. What's in the case of the Sotter? The famous rule of Sotter. What's the most famous rule of Sotter? No. Who came out of the Chesed tomorrow? You leave the money where it is. Right? Remember that Gemara? When do we have that? Cheers. Cheers, Sotter. No? What time did Gemara say in Sotter? Who came out of the Chesed tomorrow? No. Eric Rishon, correct. So now we're down to 15 blocks. If I get it right. Use days in the day. Expression. Last, fourth to the last, now, all right. So you leave the money where it is. The Mordechai really says something similar. Take a look at Simon Kuf Nun Dalit. Before I answer the question. But he say that. Please put it in the Mordechai, if you don't mind. Towards the end, right before Kutun A, he said like this. Get to August and Rabbeinu Tam. One of his great Talmidim. The Ri Halava, the Blondie. Right. What do we have Ri Halava before? Who remembers? What rule did he deny? And the march not the bottom. Come on, guys. we had the blonde.
Right.
We all love him. So the blonderie was a commoner of any time, and he all got in here as well to be the Mordechai quote. End of Kufnun Dalet. Like three lines above where it says Kufnun Hay. Okay? So we all love the kolik from the Govan kolik. That's just Rebbe Rebbe Natan. The Omer Rabbe Rebbe Natan Shmuel Ben Rabbe Rebbe Natan Baruch. The Miyitkos Achosan Hamotin Et Haveo Ola Varaya. The Omer Kimlik Rebbe Natan Shlomo Yitzchoki. Otherwise known as A.K.A. Rashi. The Ayer Min Ha'erison. Other men is doing Govan kolik. Afilim Lo Gova. Hilkoch Lo Hamotin Et Haveo Ola Varaya. So Rabbeinu Tam's stock is considered to be a suffix if the money is still in the possession of the father. We'll say that maybe Rabbeinu Tam is right and the father won't get it. But the father, after the death of his nephew, of his new wife, will grab the money away from the shver, and they'll come to Bezdin. Guess who wins? Son-in-law. Why? He'll say Rashi is right. Kimli Karashi. If Rashi's right, it goes to me and wants to do it. I'm also going to call the Oliver right. The big tilt was the Beit Shmuel. Well, this stock fits to the general question of Tisha. The Machlokas, the Rambam, and other Rishonim, and every average case of the Gemara, Teku. Whenever the Teku is shot, what's the Lacha? So, Ukim Amona, the Deskis Mari. Does Tisha help or not? The Rambam says yes. And everyone else says no. Famous sugya. What? Famous sugya. World famous sugya. Some of the seers. One of the most famous sugyas in Shas. What's it called? Davos? No? Nobody knows. What'd you say? Tuck for coin. The Shas got a whole book on it. The whole famous Tuck for coin. When is peace help? When is it not where help? Big doing. Too much quality pizza. Tuck for coin. Okay. Very famous stuff. So everyone holds up the pizza usually does not work. And the Rambam holds up the pizza usually does work. So if you look at the Beit Shmuel, it costs a good dollar to build on a roof in Simon Gimel. Long piece about this issue. When does the pizza work, when not? Don't be fooled, by the way. I mean, common we have next to Simon and Bay. Those people here are very
interesting. No, it's close.
No, no. Yeah, if it was the beginning, then Beit Gimel.
He skips the Torah.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. I'll take it back. Was it Beit? Two hours separately, huh?
Yeah, it's separately.
So why did it go together?
I think he probably doesn't help him. It happens a couple times. In
I think with Rivers, that group stopped at that time. Yeah. The other way, the two had it together. Yeah. I don't know. They both had a series with him. I think it's like a two tours, bottom, and all over again. You dial it, I believe it is. You dial it to pay school, right like this. Ramok wants to more, look, I promise a chosen, please. Love our kina mine. So he says, kibble like Rashi. So the whole pilpul, she was Marie, she was the Bain of Tal, that's the sheep of the Gubetan, so I'm not the, she was Marie, the Bain of Levi, but it seemed like God. Does it work or does it not work? Mark quotes to Marie, but the sharp looks so you say, well, you cannot say Kimli Kai. Only this. The only reason why you can say Kimli in this case is because the Saber is Karashi. The Saber Karashi is you can do the pizza. Mordechai, the Sumas is Mashma. You can always say Kimli Kai. In every Machlokas, like the Rambam. Grab it and keep it. And the reason that the lady says so. Unless there are at least two pumpkins who hold a certain way. But there's only one, that's the Dad Seer, who cannot say Kimberly. And there's a big question, who's two, who's one? The Rosh and the Surah are counted as two. Something they counted as one, they just followed his father. The Rambam and his Rebbe are counted as one. There's only one to school. We're all people, when do you say Kimberly? When do you don't say Kimberly? Complicated. What if the Chassid granted before his wife died? Then it's more likely to work. Do you imagine the case? His wife's dying, intensive care, she's an hour to live. He quickly runs back to the shed, grabs all the money away, and I said, okay, never come Ben, I've never come an alibi before. Wild. actual case. Piece of work, then work the shop, building a bed, couple of cars, all sorts. That's what the shop owners all favor on this kind of a case. This case. I said, the Kila doesn't build them. And I was there, right the who? Bay Tilla. I was there. And piece of work against the possession. Back and forth, it's not for now. Give me a few highlights of the school. Start your job, yes. It works. Okay, all something came. Every something works. Everybody. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, maybe we're going to be around the line. For the most, we saw against the round. Now, there is now a Hagos Mordechai. Mordechai himself, and a Hagos in the back. I asked to look at two Mordechai. One was Kufnu and Heyo to see where that's not going to show. And there's also Reish, what? Reish Pezai, let's look there now. Reish Pezai is page 18, right? Page 18. Two pieces. First, Kosta Tamido Shel Aram Mizela Shonen. Let's put the second part. Yan, let's Yan.
At the beginning of the line.
Yan, you're easy to Shamati on the Saksakin. On the Vinus Hassanis, Don Shemeta, Abbas of Snuzza. The Poland Spooky, Spooky. I'm at the Poska when it's 100 years old narrative tribe. Not only that, but even the tensions of a spiteful husband who ignores a bedden is not a recent invention. You think it's recent, but apparently it was a problem already hundreds of years ago. Because my Shum were afraid that a husband who has a fight with his wife, he moves out, she moves out, so they're in a separate room, he will simply ignore her. He won't come to Bezdin, he won't give her any support, she'll die of starvation, until she, I guess, is bamboozled into extortion and things of this nature. They wanted to stop that. What they do? They threw the Takana. This is a fight, and they have to live in a separate room, so there's a fear between the two of them. The husband promised to give X dollars, X Zehuvim actually, immediately, and Y Zehuvim on a weekly or monthly basis. Until they go to bed. And bed will take care of everything. This, in effect, will compel the husband to go to bed, and presumably follow bed to bed. Huh? Money.
No, he signed the.
He signed it. He agreed to give this amount of money. He either the Bezdin will send a sheriff after him, either a Jewish sheriff, or even send a non-Jewish sheriff to come. What? Yeah, because he signed the direct dollars. That's the classical prenup for the agreement, or snoyim acronym. That's top. And as I will show you, which is next week, that's what some of the Rabbanim today felt it appropriate to reintroduce Nachman Shiva Simetet as a classical prenuptial agreement to prevent a man today from simply being a scofflaw, ignoring Bezdin entirely. If he writes a document, they're going to pay X dollars to his wife in the event of a breakup, as soon as they're no longer living under the same roof, and that can be enforced to take it to court. He'll have to chop and bed. To be sailing over there, if he comes to Bezdin, then he's exempted from the obligation. If he listens to Bezdin, she doesn't listen to the Bezdin, whatever the case may be. Well, other than that, the obligation stands. That's exactly not what Shiva is in the Bezdin. That's called not what either of Pat, Yamit, and Akona Shum. Written in many classical Tanoim. You know, you gotta go to. Is there a book there now?
Nothing.
It's supposed to be one opening number. Yeah, was it supposed to be one last year?
No.
After that. Annoying, annoying. Right? Then we'll zero access to the camp for everyone. What's the biggest reason? Then we'll zero access. And I'll show you, I mean, I have zero access on my house, we'll show you the celebrated affairs, Mach was either of Pat, Yamaz, and Atona Shuk.
In the
it's written in. It's written in. And they go further than that. They have an Orav Kabbalah. You know what Orav Kabbalah means? A cosign. That means what's going to happen. If down the pipe he will be a scoffer and refuse to come to the Bezdin, he'll have to pay X dollars to his strange wife who's living on the separate roof, and he tries to fly the poop. Well, he'll go to the Orav Kabbalah. He'll have to pay the money. And it'll be up to him to have recourse to get back to this illegal cost of running away. The problem is today, most of the youth are emotions tonight. We've been in a wedding? Did you see what Moshe Tzion they have now? No. Moshe Tzion says absolutely zero. The photo of Mamish. The most of it. Moshe wrote it in Hebrew, so he's going to translate it. Okay, show it to them. So Moshe Tzion says, you know, they're going to marry, they're appointed the date, they're not going to hide from each other, they'll be B'nai Torah, the year Hashem is Barak. Latitude, wonderful, delicious. But it's not the monetary piece that was done in the old years. So unfortunately, that became a disuse. I'm sure Moshe had reasons for it. Some of the things didn't make any sense at the night of the wedding. See, there's another two things. One, that we just discussed now, either of Tzion is Atona Shuk. But two, and I think people are going to be the primary reason for tonight, is that neither did back out before the wedding. I'm talking about the 100 grand, right? Did I tell you about the story?
Yeah.
So that was because they had to know him. I was written this upon the engagement. It's not his engagement. So Moshe felt, no, but the chumash was a ton, it's a joke. He made it into a nothing statement. But he should have left in, Umach was either with Pat, Yamek, and Tachana Shum. That's already a joke. That's power. And we can't say that it applies even if you don't write it. As we'll see later in Pitzvah Shuvah. In certain countries where that was the minute kavua, that everybody did it that way, then what? It was binding, and you didn't have any opinions, you didn't have opinions to know about it, it's of course kavua. Even if he doesn't know about it, we'll see later in
Pitzvah Shuvah. Why can't we say that?
That was in Poland. But in Ashkenaz, where not everybody did it, you have to have a couple of opinions, you have to know what you're doing. In America, not everybody does it. And people don't know what they're doing, so it wouldn't work. I don't know what you're doing.
Why don't we say that everyone does it based on the no?
Thought? You start first.
Lisa, why don't we say it's automatic?
Not everybody does it in America. People don't know what it's all about.
They don't do it automatically.
But they don't. They don't know what it's all about. But too many of years in the suit.
So because people don't know.
Now, you want to have it effective, but your sister gets married. You want to say, Mapa Jidu, Tat, Yamaka, Tatana Shun, get the right to know it. You better tell the public what they're going to go into. Right? And have the error and have the agent and I don't know the divorce property we could have to give it.
So is that from the Nachla Shiva or that's from
the words Nachla Bidur Tat Yamin Tatana Shum is an expression found in the back of the Nachla Shiva. It's also found in the Talmud of Makoki and the base rule. And
how would that? How long would she stop using it?
Stop using it until now. See them, it's used like kind of a phenomenon. You can get it in the new farm store. But it'll open. We had in Borough Park today. I'll be in the book and they'll put
it. Is there any reason why someone should not just use it and explain to the person?
No, I can't think of any reason.
Because then it's not even like adding.
Yeah, then the question gets stuck.
It's not even like adding a prenuptial agreement to this time. It is.
I'll tell you, I have an argument with somebody in the yeshiva about this very point. So I was going to talk about it next week, but you have to say it now. Rabbi Blank Shlita printed a mimer in Or HaMizra. They have at home, I don't know if they're bringing it in, in which he told them there is an absolute agreement to be trapped in the school. This is all. Hatan Hashum, Yapsim and Tazan Alpha Shiva. That's a perfect precedent. We'll do the same as they did. There are Blank Hashim. That's based on Hatan Hashum. Hatan Hashum is based upon Hefka, Benjamin Hefka. Either the person doesn't want to do it, doesn't know about it, it's not automatically. Whereas today, you don't have to tie up to Beth and Hefker, therefore you cannot bring a right to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's considered as Mahta, because it's a conditional obligation, especially if it's a large sum. And therefore, for us today, it would be no good. Aye, why is it good in Nachas Shiva? That's a connection of the power of Hefka Mezen Hefka. Ad Kan Dvorah. So it seems to me that it's true we may be right in what we call Poland. In Poland, the minig was that it was across the board. And then you can explain it one of two ways. Either based on Al-Dasa minig, which is one of the common Rosh Masa, or Hefka Mezen Hefka, the Chazon Ish said, which would be a smacha proof. Hefka Mezen Hefka. But the children themselves said that in Poland, that, excuse me, in Ashkenaz, when not everybody did this custom, you had to have a Kabbalah Kinyan on it. And the Kabbalah Kinyan was either in Tzat means this, you see clearly that it's not considered a Smachta. But they were able to circumvent a Smachta, one of them a few different ways. How can you circumvent a Smachta? I can tell you right away, two ways immediately. One, by being the Kabbalah Kinyan with Bezin Choshev. Did I just touch the yes? I don't know anymore. No. The Gemara is in the Sefer Nedarim, that's called Zion. If you're Mekabel, Kinyan, Me'akshah, but at least in the Bezim Chashu, there's no problem about Smach. What's the Bezim Chashu?
If you do a Me'akshah, so...
It has to be awfully not to be Me'akshah, because they'll call for it. If you do the Bezim Chashu, there's no problem of a Smach. The Ramah quotes the Simen Reish, the Chashu Mishra, look it up. Reish, Zion, Sif, Tez, Vora, I believe. If I write down the document that the Kabbal came to bed from Kosher, even though it never happened, everything that never happened. So if I admitted to it at the time that I signed it, you consider the whole dog's mother to make the dummy as if it happened, and there's no problem about that. I'm obligated to do what I signed to do. Sure, that's right. As a matter of fact, when I was never thrown out, one of them told me, and it's Maisa Mechalyom. We call Shtar Chati Zofa. We discussed that yesterday. What is the Shtar Chati Zofa? Yes, we had a Shabbat. Show, next week, we'll continue the Shabbat. I'll show it. Next week. Rabbosai, the 16th century was already the Renaissance period. It was the beginning of the Enlightenment. And in the Jewish community, the rights of women was an issue. Not just 1992, the year of the woman. But we had the rights of women already in the 1500s. And there were these enlightened Jews who felt it's not right that a woman should have no inheritance, that everything should go to the sons and nothing to the daughters. It's not right. They didn't have the chutzpah to demand equality, right? So they instituted a thing called the Shtar Chati Zohar. What does the Shtar Chati Zohar mean? It means you brought a rigging that the daughter should get at least a half a share of the male. Which means, for example, a man has a daughter and a son. So by Ikra Din Torah, what percentage goes to the daughter and the son? He writes the Shtar Chati Zohar. He starts to arrange that the son should get 66 and the girl should get 33.
She gets 10% from the
daughter. 33. One second. How do you do that? You can't write a will. All wills are halacha are null and void. Why? When they will tell. After death, ain matana, ain kinyan lachamitza. Nothing after death. Nothing. But the shirma may work. Who's going to wait until shirma to remember to give this matana? To give the money to my daughter and my life, so I can do that. I don't want. I want to have to do one for me as long as I'm alive. How do you do it? So there are more quotes from earlier sources of written ingenious flaws. You write the following document. I hereby obligate myself to my daughter a sum of $10 billion. $1 billion. I mean, a sum much larger than what you have. Now, in American law, interestingly, such an obligation is null and void. Who's a free lawyer? Free law. No. Why the null and void? What do you need? For me to have an indemnify myself, I need a consideration. Not even a lawyer. Business school, excuse me. You need consideration. What's consideration mean? Zeh takazeh. I obligate myself to this because you gave me something. Here he's obligated with no consideration. It's illegal. Alright, so what? And halachas come. Where do you see that call? Halachas the Gemara in of Get to the center. Turn it up. Kuf, Kufala. Rabbi, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's not
the Rashi says the story. Shemata lo shtar b'fonena b'kosovo ani chaya v'cho mona. Right? So in that kind of situation, mona b'shtar, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, you are chaya of it. You write a document, I owe my daughter $1 billion. But I make a condition. Oh, by the way, the billion is only payable before my death. At the moment, that's not you can do. Won't take. Oh, you add a proviso, a stipulation, or a verbosa. Stipulation is as follows. If my daughter will, excuse me, I meant to say, if my son will give my daughter a machele katizokar, which is in this case 1/3 of the full estate, the estate is worth $300,000. If my son will give my daughter $100,000, then the obligation is null and void. Now the son finds himself, we say in America, behind the eight ball. I don't know what that means exactly, but the belief. What's he going to do? If he does not give his sister $100,000, she'll take the entire $300,000 to Torah's as a what? As a creditor, balasol. Right? Because the creditor becomes an heir, of course. Guy dies for the creditor to take before his son's together. So she'll take everything. So the only way out for him is to do what? To give it $100,000 that is that's what the father wanted. He gives it $100,000 and it's an obligation to sell it. That's the minute we'll see in Rambo. In Rambo side, he obligated himself to $1 million conditionally. He never expected the condition to be fulfilled because he expected the son to do what he wanted. Plus, Rabbanat Machdor. It's an exaggerated sum. The answer is that he writes in the document, it's fun and absolute best, no problem. You see that we talk like the Tramor, then they call you strong like the Tramor. Huh? You don't have to the best of Chashu. As long as you admit that you did it the best of Chashu, no problem as Master. You don't have to. You admit that you did it the best of Chashu. How many times do you want to say it? You don't have to, as long as you admit that you did it, you said out loud, please. It's a lie, you think?
Say a loophole.
It's not a lie, you think? I admit that I did it. I didn't say I owe you $100. I don't. But I did it anyway. Oh, decent. So I have a check error. Once I admit it, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It works. Now. That's one reason why this should be considered an asma. Now remember, Rabbi Blyak told me he thinks I'm wrong. He thinks that although the Ramon says so, true, can't deny it, but there are many persons who argue for the Ramon. Who argue for the Ramon? The Mechaber. And the Mechaber didn't argue, but he didn't say the Ramon sinned, so he argues for the Ramon. He said, so maybe he's right. I don't know, but we are asking Azra, and it's fine, and where's Azra? So Tzvara have a problem with this, but Ashkenazim have no problem because we follow the Ramban. Then they call Yisrael, Chatzidah, and other talking. But I have yet another reason that we can suggest a way to avoid that Masa, and that is by making the amount of money a reasonable amount. There's no need to make it an inordinate amount.
What? The amount that he agrees
to pay. The amount he agrees to pay her for every day or every week or every month that they're under separate moves. If you make it an order amount, maybe you'll pay the couple. I don't think so. If you make it an average amount, something which is we call today tavir, which is reasonable. An amount that would cause him to support, that it would cause her to support herself, then it shouldn't be at the base above the tier dot what? Dot coop dollars. Guys, last year. Over below Aviv. Hashem al Pazuz, that's called Asmachta. Over the Lava, Hashem the Mesa was not Asmachta. I am the Aris. I'm supposed to sharecrop your field. And I go to sleep. I watch the Super Bowl all year. I watch the FAN. And the whole year goes by, I don't do anything. No? 24-hour sports. ESPN.
You listen to WFAN. What?
Radio. What does ESPN stand for?
Entertainment Sports Programming Network.
24 hours? About it. I can pass from my ESPN. Okay? So I don't plan to see you. But now the year is up. For the guys with you, whoop! You're my sharecropper. You're supposed to keep one third, give me two thirds. And I know every year my crop produces, the skill produces $3,000 of grain. Give me now $2,000. That's what I would have gotten that you planned to say, watch ESPN, you idiot. That's the contest. If he said, if all of a little Avada comes to make, but if I don't work for you, I'll give you the $2,000. Bind it. And if he says, if I don't work, I'll give you $1,000,000, not bind it. That's not. But again, in our case, we make it a reasonable sum. There's another reason why it's not a smash. Sorry for the king of the best, because it was me after with the Ramos and Shah Hashim Dov. Another reason, what's that? It's not exaggerated. But in my opinion, it's not considered to be an smash, although I tell you this, because I'm right, because I'm not convinced that I'm right. So that's all relevant, Ramos. All is relevant to Mamish, to our ignorance, to the Nachman Shiva Simit test, which is what's called Nachman Gidur Uktat. There's one more problem with the Nachman Shiva. I put the Maramakomas in brackets. I want to tell them next week when we get to the Manaro. Simon Kupla Madalas Sim Ted. I just called Sim Hey, I believe. That's called the Ramor. That's called the Knas Machmas Atmo. If somebody imposes a fine upon me, you give the get or else I will impose a fine on you. That's what's called the get Mahusa. Which is a compelled get, coerced get, which is spoken. What if I said like this? I make a self-imposed fine. Part of the negotiations, I say, I will not deliver again within the next 10 days. I accept a fine of $10,000. But first, there should be no problem. He imposed on himself. Why is that called enough? There are most of the chassidim you shouldn't do it. Just smacks of get moose. The question now becomes, should we consider this our self-imposed obligation? Which is not about a get, mind you. This is going to give X thousand unless I give a get. I'm going to give X $1,000 every day that we're married. And living under separate groups. The male, I understand, it's going to be a get, but people will be off the hook. So you don't mention the word get specifically. Would that be considered a knack? Which would run afoul of the Ramah's prohibition against knack, the chasila of knack, machmas, atmo. That's style number two. Not the fee of the total. Oh no. It's the fee of a specific quantified amount. It's accepting over and above that which is ordinarily obligatory upon marriage. No, but he may be saying, first of all, the fee of share might not apply if she runs away. Maybe it's the moredit. Moredit, there is no fee of result. He's saying, I'm obligated anyway. It's implicit in that not so simple. But he doesn't mention the word get directly, so maybe it's not considered a knack. Why all this relevant? The new get law. You know about the new get law in New York? You don't hear about it?
West Mount.
You didn't hear about it? You know the only reason to do it in press? Good. Because New York Magazine is saying hard to get. I have a copy of the new get law. Oh, very great fun, hard to get. But it's a very serious matter. And I want you to be off Quran, just to be aware of what's happening. So we're just going to make a little bit of digression. So a little bit, next week we'll discuss some of the issues of the polemics about it. I wish you all a good Shabbos.